From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The Senate has narrowly confirmed Mike Pompeo to be Secretary of State. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
It was one of the slimmest margins in recent history for somebody nominated as the nation's top diplomat.
The yeas are 57, the nays are 42.
Since the Carter administration, every Secretary of State nominee had gotten at least 85 yes votes, except one. Rex Tillerson, whom Pompeo will replace. He is expected to guide the administration's foreign policy more to the right while facing a long list of pressing issues, including a decision on the Iran nuclear deal and the president's upcoming summit with North Korea's leader. Pompeo's jumping right in. He is expected at a NATO summit in Europe. Sagar Magani at the White House.
TV dad Bill Cosby has been convicted of drugging and molesting a young woman.
He was known as America's dad and a comedian who broke racial barriers in Hollywood. Now Bill Cosby is known as a convicted sexual predator. The 80-year-old comedian has been found guilty of three charges of drugging and molesting a woman at his home near Philadelphia in 2004. He had claimed the encounter was consensual. His attorneys denounced the accuser as a con artist who was trying to frame Cosby. Cosby is not taking the verdict well. He lashed out at prosecutors in an expletive-laden tirade in the courtroom just after the conviction was announced. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
The U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee approved a bipartisan bill that would protect from arbitrary dismissal the special counsel who is currently investigating Russian interference in the 2016 U.S. election. The measure is backed by 10 Democrats and 4 Republicans and codifies Justice Department regulations that only special counsel can be fired by the Attorney General. This is VOA News. French President Emmanuel Macron, who wrapped up a U.S. visit this week, has said he believes U.S. President Donald Trump will pull the United States out of the Iran nuclear agreement. But U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis is not supporting that narrative.
Senator, I can assure you there has been no decision made on any withdrawal from JCPOA. The discussions are ongoing in the National Security Staff and those of us who are charged with that responsibility of giving the president advice, and it's going on today as we speak.
Mattis added that the United States recognizes the nuclear pact was an imperfect arms control agreement. U.S. President Trump faces a May 12 deadline on whether or not to reimpose some of the economic sanctions that were lifted on Iran in exchange for limits on the country's nuclear development as part of the 2015 deal. Final preparations are underway for Friday's historic third summit between the leaders of North and South Korea.
South Korea's leader Moon Jae-in flew into the DMZ by helicopter on Thursday, where officials say he'll greet Kim Jong-un as he crosses the border from the north. Kim will walk over under tight security on Friday morning, the first time a North Korean leader has entered the South's territory since the Korean War. South Korean honor guards will then escort the two to a welcome ceremony held at the truce village called Panmunjom within the demilitarized zone. That's according to an agenda South Korea detailed on the eve of the historic meeting. The two leaders will have lunch after their first session and then plant a tree together using soil from two mountains on either side of the border.
The White House physician Rear Admiral Ronnie Jackson dropped his bid Thursday to head the country's Veterans Affairs Agency as lawmakers probed allegations of professional misconduct and excessive drinking. As he withdrew, Jackson described the attacks on him as false allegations, but said that they had become a distraction to President Trump's effort to improve health care for U.S. veterans. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions defended his decision not to appoint a second special prosecutor to investigate Republicans' concerns about the FBI, by noting that Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia probe had already taken on a life of its own. Speaking to a U.S. House Appropriations panel during a routine budget hearing, Sessions told lawmakers that the Justice Department needed to be disciplined and stay within our classical procedure and rules before rushing to hire more special counselors. A high court in Pakistan has removed and debarred the country's foreign minister from holding public office for life for concealing his foreign assets. The verdict announced against deposed foreign minister Asif came 9 months after a landmark Supreme Court ruling ousted the former prime minister on similar grounds. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.